Podcast.
The School of the 12 Holy Nights. In a sense, it was a Christmas season as every year. The streets brightly illuminated, the windows and front gardens colorfully decorated. The shops full of Christmas cookies and even some Christmas markets were already opening their doors. However, something was different this year. I felt more than ever the wish to celebrate this Christmas season in a special manner. Since years I was interested in the 12 Holy Nights, the period between December 25th and 6th of January. It is said that dreams in this period have a prophetic meaning, and that this way each of the 12 Holy Nights gives us a glimpse of each of the 12 months of the year to come. This on its own was already fascinating, but I wanted to experience this special period after Christmas Eve even more consciously. I wanted to keep off from my job, the daily routine, and any other all-day entertainment. Together with my family, I wanted to create a space where we can experience this special time as intensive as possible. This idea I carried all the Advent season deep in my heart. I bought some books concerning the 12 Holy Nights and was surprised that meanwhile there was a couple of them. As I tried to find such a book some years ago, I was able to find only one book written by Prokofiev. It was an interesting book as well, but it was a little bit too spiritual for a newcomer like me. Further, I bought a small booklet to write down my dreams, and I was really curious what the 12 Holy Nights will reveal to me. The first 2 weeks of Advent passed without any special incidents. It was the third week of Advent, as I recognized that there was something which began to guide me in special situations using my intuition. At a trip to Freiburg in Germany, I recognized the red stars which there decorate the streets in the Christmas season. Nothing special, but I couldn't stop thinking that these stars are meaningful in some manner. As I walked through the Christmas market, I stopped at a stand selling candles and felt the need to buy 7 candles in different colors. At that time, I had no idea what I will do with these candles, but I simply liked their shiny colors. At the following days, I was formally tracked by the color red. Red fruits, a red sky, red fire. The red and the fire. More and more, the red I saw everywhere began to become fire, which presented itself in different manners to me. It was the 4th of Advent, as it began to snow in our town. Because it was frosty since weeks, the snow covered meadows and woods very quickly. One evening I had the desire to light up a campfire in the middle of all the snow at our garden and to sit beside it with a cup of tea in my hands. At first I hesitate, but as more I thought about it, I found it a nice idea. No sooner said than done. Shortly after, I sat beside the crackling fire, the coldness at my back, the cup of hot tea in my hands, and the dancing flames in front of me. Experiencing fire with all senses, I thought. It was the perfect place to do this, a cold winter night at the fireplace. The fiery play of colors, the crackling wood, the smell and taste of the smoke, and the dulcet heat on my skin in contrast to the iciness surrounding me. All this is fire, well-being in this cold time. But fire is decay as well. The wood I burned descends from 3 old spruces which stand in our garden since my childhood and had to be felled because they were to tumble down. I watched the annual rings burning down and decay in the flames. Each ring 1 year, I thought. One year which I lived together with this tree, it burned down in seconds and become heat, light and smoke, and the only thing left is a little bit of ash. I was bewitched by the fire. Suddenly, I thought of the candles I bought some days ago. I walked to the house and came back to place the candles around the fire. I lighted them up and gazed at my work. It looked somehow bizarre, but most of all, it was fair and beautiful. Meanwhile, the fire burnt down and each candle shined with a circle of light around it in the snow. It were thick candles of colorful, slightly transparent wax, which let them shine in their colors in the darkness. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, and white. I decided to let the candles shine the whole night and enjoyed looking at the colorful orbs in the snow. The snow, the fire, and the colors of the rainbow. Where was the relation? I don't really saw one at this moment, but I loved the magic of the fire in our cold, snowy winter wonder garden. I loved it so much that I have done the same ceremony at the following evening again. My wife and me want to celebrate Christmas with our parents at their home in northern Germany, and so we started our half-day car journey some days after. The snow became rain, which showered down in short periods on our windscreen, followed by some moments of sunshine. The weather not really smiled at us. But in return, we've got a very special spectacle. Nearly the whole journey, we had rainbows at the sky above us. Sometimes it was only one, sometimes it were two about each other. Sometimes they were big, sometimes small. Sometimes we can see only a segment of it, and sometimes we saw a whole rainbow from its beginning to its end. Gorgeous! I've never saw something as beautiful like this in my life before. On our trip to northern Germany, we had some occasions which get us onto the matter. Some hints lead us gently, others were very straight. Years ago, I've read the book I'm Off Then by Harpe Kerkeling, and I remember the passages of the book where Leif talked to him in various manners while he was on the Camino de Santiago. Sometimes through things which came across his way or persons he talked to. I felt exactly like this. There were permanently events which linked to each other in some way, or somebody said a sentence which had a special meaning for me at this moment. There happened many of these things at the following day, and on Christmas Eve I was sure. The 12 holy nights would not only accompany us in our dreams, it would be more than that. They would take us by our hands and show us what holds the world together at its very core. It would be a journey woven into our stew. A journey through the four elements and the colors of the rainbow. A journey from fire to fire. I could hardly believe it as it dawned on me while the supper. I combined the jigsaw pieces of the day to a whole picture. I thought, whoa, should this be really true? I was never so excited before. It was like in the pictures. What lies in front of us the next days? What insights will we have? Starting at this point, I began to write down everything, so that no event will be lost. I did not know what for I was doing this. But now the time has come to share my adventure with you. Come with me on this wonderful journey to the land behind the rainbow, a journey from fire to fire.
Magic Cast.